Hello, today in our radio program we have invited Salvador Illa, Maria Luisa Carcedo and Dolores Montserrat, the actual Health Minister of Spain, to talk about good health and well-being. As you may know, in September, a summit was held in New York to agree on 17 sustainable goals in order to make the world a better place for everyone. Today in our program, we are going to talk about goal-free. Welcome to our program and thanks for being here with us today.
Vale. Thank you for inviting us. It's a pleasure.
Let's start then. Can you explain us the actual situation of global health?
Nowadays, people have better health than in the past. This is because we have access to universal healthcare, access to affordable medicines, and sexual and reproductive healthcare services for everyone. With those things, we can cure and reduce epidemics such as malaria, HIV, mental health.
I have heard that there are some targets for the future. Which are those targets?
By 2013, the maternal mortality rate will decrease. AIDS, tuberculosis, malaria, communicable and tropical or waterborne diseases will disappear. Use of medicines and treatments will reduce. There will be access to reproductive and sexual health care for everyone. The health in developing countries will increase.
Okay, but let's go back to the origin of the problem in order to get to the bottom of it. Where did it begin?
The places where it's happening are usually developing poor countries, usually poor countries, so many people cannot afford health sources. Lack of money can prevent people from...
Tú.
Es que te sepa regular suerte, ¿no? Hostia.
Sería Asuna. Hostia.
Yo desde el principio.
Vale, voy, ¿eh? The place... Es que esto está mal dicho. The place is where this is happening...
Oh, no, porque si no lo han hecho de...
No. The places where this is happening are usually developing poor countries. Usually poor countries, so many people cannot afford health sources. Lack of money can prevent people from accessing necessary health services. So they are both caused by each other.
Why does this issue matter?
Supporting health sources for everyone is necessary because we have to help those people who cannot afford anything. If these people do not have good health, we can lose cultures, countries.
Who and what are affected?
They are suffering a lot of desnutrition and the mortality is increasing a lot. In developing countries, lots of women are dying in the childbirth. People living in unsanitary conditions, lots of people are dying because the water of food is contaminated. People suffering from mental health issues and substance abuse. The most common mental issues are anxiety and depression, and there are more cases than you think. Substance abuse, like alcohol or drugs, many times led to death.
What needs to be done?
The water quality, sanitation, and hygiene have to improve, because more than 33% of people have issues with that. It is vital to increase the number of trained healthcare professionals able to work with vulnerable people to increase safe access to healthcare. Mental health has to improve because, as we said before, a lot of people have issues. One way to improve this is to have a psychologist. A way to improve women's health is improving access to health resources like feminine products like tampons and menstrual cups. The climate change is being one of the most important topics nowadays. If we do not stop this right now, many species on the earth, including humans, will disappear.
Which are the consequences?
Our health is linked with everything that happens in our planet. If we don't stop the climate change, our life quality will decrease. Also, if we don't address the causes of poor health, like clean water, sanitation, lots of environments will disappear. If we do not strengthen our research, our communities will have dangerous and unhealthy attitudes.
Can we solve this problem?
In the order to solve this problem, people are doing lots of things, but it isn't enough. For example, developed countries are helping poor communities, sending them medicines, sexual health care products, food, good quality water. But we must do more because of this point. If we do not take care of the developing countries, this problem will get worse.
What is being done in Gipuzkoa?
In Gipuzkoa, a lot of things are being done. For example, in Gipuzkoa, we have Osakidetza, which is part of the National Health Agency and ensures that every Basque is taken care of as needed. In Gipuzkoa, we also have Sasieta, which is a recycling factory that improves our environment. As a result, we have a clean environment. Thank you all for coming. It's been a pleasure to be with you. We hope to see you all in your next program. Till then, have fun and make the world a better place. Every little action makes a difference.
Mi parte.